one's hurting, you should already know because you've been with me long. Tend to the one that's hurting. Tend to the one that is hurting. They may feel alone and isolated, but tend to the one that is hurting. The reason for Jesus' ministry to be so powerful is because he had compassion. And he was able to reach out to the ones that are hurting. To the ones that feel alone, outcast, and set apart. Doesn't matter how much word you know. Do you know the heart of him, Jesus? I'm not negating the word. I'm telling you, know your word, but know him. Him. When Jesus brings the one back, many of y'all are going through the Gospels right now trying to think, is that Peter he's talking about? Is he talking about Peter? No. 12, fan out, please. Talking about Judas. Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus, who turned his back on Jesus, but Judas was also called by Jesus. Jesus overlooked the fact that he had a love of money. Jesus overlooked the fact that he had a tendency to steal. Compassion saw beyond that. Said, come with me. You're going to learn some things about me. Everybody says that, oh, there's a Judas in my life. Thank God. Thank God there's a Judas in your life. We need him. But people think that Judas was the one that did the most horrible thing, because Jesus stated in his gospel, it's better for those to have never betrayed me. Woe unto him. Woe unto him. But in reality, Jesus loved this man, Judas. You know why? Because in the gospel, when they're at the Last Supper, and he knows he's about to be betrayed, he says, the one, have I not chosen all? Did I not choose them all? But one of you will betray me this night. They all begin to talk amongst each other. Who is it? Who is it? Who is it? Who is it? Jesus says, it's the one that dipped. Watch this. Watch this. The one that dipped and ate of the bread. Now, could the man in orange dip his bread from there with me? Can the men behind me? Well, Mark is pretty close to me. Could Mark have done it? Where was Judas? Right next to Jesus. Oh, this is just going to probably rock your world. Jesus loved Judas like his own. Like his own. Why is that? Judas was just another one of the disciples that he called that was going through, and he was tending to all the finances, doing everything he was supposed to do. He would pay for the hotel. Turn around. Look at all your brothers, man. Look at your brothers, man. Your brothers, you're the one that's paying for the food for them. You're the one that is paying for the hotel for them. You're the one that's paying for everything. And every now and then, I'll tell you something that nobody else hears. Did y'all hear what I told him? I just said that there's a betrayer, and the one that has dipped their morsel and has eaten it is the one that betrayed me. Y'all started asking all these questions, but nobody is really asking where is he going. Is that correct? Because in the gospel never says it. Where's he going? Where are you going, Judas? Why would they not ask that? Why would they not ask, where are you going, Judas? Is it because it had been typical for Judas to leave? If it's something you see all the time, you don't question it. Oh, Judas? Oh, yeah, he takes care of the money for the ministry. He's probably went to go pay for the hotel. Or he probably went to go get, you know, pay for the food. But what was not known was that Jesus said, go do what you need to do. So he goes and does what he has to do, but everybody just forgets right there. Judas betrayed Jesus. Now Judas comes, but he also comes now to betray Jesus Wait a minute now. Wait a minute. It does not say in the gospel that Jesus denied the kiss. Some of y'all won't even let your own enemy come and kiss you. Oh, I don't like you because you come against me. Jesus didn't stop that. Jesus had compassion and extended mercy and grace and says to him, you betray me with a kiss. Identity was given by affection. What's this? Those that were coming to arrest Jesus, they didn't know who he was amongst the other ones. How will we know it's him? It's the one that I kiss. You mean this Jesus you're talking about that we have seen in our temple courts and we have seen do all these miracles? How will we know it's him? How is it that the people that once saw you before doing your public ministry are not going to recognize you when you're doing personal ministry? Because when you're together in one accord and you're with Jesus, it has a tendency that you all begin to look just like Jesus. You begin to take on the character and traits of the one that you're following. You begin to look, talk, act, smell like, eat like the one that you're following. Are you hearing me? How is it now that Judas had to tell those? You remember Jesus, right? Jesus is the one that came in. And matter of fact, he rebuked y'all for being wrong. You remember that, Jesus? Y'all wanted to throw him off of the cliff, and he got away from y'all. You remember Jesus? He came in, and he rebuked you because you said you act like you're more holier than thou. And he says, you're just like a brood of vipers. You remember that one? You remember that, Jesus? They're like, yeah, I remember him. I remember him. And then they're walking with the, hey, how are we going to know, though? How are we going to know which one's Jesus? Oh, it's the one that I kiss. But up until then, they weren't close proximity. It's easy. He's getting ready to come in. They're following him. He's coming in to give me a kiss. It would have been easy to say, oh, there he is. But they were probably saying, there he, no, that's not him. No, that's not him. As he's passing each one by, watch this. Each one slowly pass by. Oh, that's, well, he passed him up. Maybe it's, no. Could it have been? Well, I've seen him eat with, no, that's not him. Well, that's not him either. He cares for the sick, that ain't him either. Oh, he's giving clothing to those that are naked, nope, that ain't him. Oh, he's giving food to the hungry, that ain't it. Oh, he's kissing the one, he ain't kissing him either. Wait a minute. They all look alike. They all act alike. They all do the same thing. But it's hard to get into a place that we have agreement with the word says and what we do. Sometimes it takes somebody to have to come and show them, no, this is Jesus. Not the one that you thought was Jesus. Not the one that you would have pegged to be Jesus. Not the one that you would have seen to be the one that was highly lifted up. Matter of fact, you would never have known it was Jesus because he was the one that was low. So he kisses him. And there's the betrayal. Here's the most beautiful thing that in this whole story is that Judas gets paid his 30 pieces of silver, and he realizes at that moment what he did. Watch this. You're going to miss it. You're going to miss it. He repents, and he tries to give the money back. This isn't right. I don't want this. Throw it. I don't want this. He throws it back. You ain't in no club, son. You give yourself up quick. Watch this. I'll just use it. Let me just use it. You want to follow all these rappers that you see on TV? You act like them because you want to be like them. You want to do exactly what they're doing. Show me who you hang around with. I'll tell you who you are. You done taught on yourself, Judas. I'm trying to tell you something. Those that you hang around with are going to dictate to you who you are. Judas now repents and wants to give it back. I don't want to do this. But what he does, he goes and hangs himself in a field. And to this day is known as the field of blood. He repented at that moment. Maybe we didn't see him be restored back. But how would anybody know in the Gospels that he repented? Because none of them were with him. None of them. But the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit knew within the heart of Judas, he repented. I did something wrong. I don't want this on my life. Watch this. That even the church folks, that's who it was, took that money, bought a field, and it was become later known as the field of blood. Some of the things we do in life are not favorable. They're not gospel. Matter of fact, they're not even holy. But we're human. Your foundation should always be built in relationship with Jesus. When you want to get into the Word and eat of this Word, amen. Let me remind you that the Apostle Paul, Jew of Jews, circumcised of circumcisions, knew this Word. And persecuted the ones that were supposed to be chosen. Well, he knew the Word. Giving you an example. Sometimes this Word is going to bind you up. Because you're going to try to put this on someone else's frailty. Somebody else's mistakes or somebody else's lifestyle. Jesus did not do that. Jesus went right out to the one that was fallen, to the one that was down, to the one that was naked, to the one that was hungry, to the point at that same very moment that he knew that the devil had entered into his heart about money. Watch this. This is what Jesus did.
Down. When he went to the cross, man lifted him up. came back to the original form. Still hadn't gone up. He still had not ascended to heaven. It wasn't until he went to another that denied him. Three times. Do you see the affection of Jesus? The affection was to Judas and to Peter. Not to the one who continued to do the work of the Lord. He went to the ones that were weak. He went to the ones that he loved because of the frailty. He went to the ones that he knew that they had issues in their life. He went to them and he loved on them. He loved on them. He still didn't go up yet. He went now to where the others were. And then he fed them. I go up, I come to you. And after I come to you, then and only then will I go up and take my position. You first have to see me as the one who is growing naked ready to be betrayed. What you go through in life is only going to make you stronger, and is only going to make you understand his grace and his mercy. It's not there to take you out. Because you know so much of the word, but you don't know how to extend grace. But that's just who I am. No, it's not. No, who you really are is inside of you, which is the Spirit of the living God. Lives and dwells inside of you. This outward shell is something that he gave to give you identity only because of the fall. Your inward man, you know, you're the same as this man, you're the same as this man, you're the same as this man, and you're the same all the way across. You know why? Because God breathed his spirit into us. That's who we are. We're spirit beings that has a shell. When this shell passes away, it's done. It's over. But your spirit lives on forever. Forever. So when you go through things, guys, each and every one of you, y'all are going through. There's no one exempt. And guess what? You're not going through just because you know so much. You're not going through because you're doing something wrong. You go through because it's life. It's life. Yeah, there's a trick of the enemy to try to stop you, to get you to just sit and not do anything. You're still going to go through. You've got to learn to know him. When you know him, you can be in close proximity, gather. Close proximity. Closer. 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 Lean in. There you go. Closer. Lean in. Now watch, watch. In close proximity, you begin to carry on the trait on the one that you're close to. Will you take on the trait of Jesus Christ? Get close to him. Amen. Thank you, disciples. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I know that if you want to find it in a scripture, because some of y'all want references, I'll give you references right now. You can write these down. Matthew 26, 15 through 25. John 13 through 26. Matthew 26, 15 through 25. And the Gospel of John 13 through 26. This is part of On the Rock series that I was going to teach to you on Wednesdays. I'm going to conclude this message on Wednesday. Really started and concluded. Really just got a chance to scratch the surface. But today I just want you to see an illustration of how close we really need to be with him. And just because you're close to somebody doesn't mean you know them. Sometimes you just got to get even closer. Getting closer, because most of those men got very nervous when we gathered. Oh, you women do the same. You women get even more freakier. Watch my hair. I just did my nails. Wait a minute. This is my new blouse. Men, what scares them? The touch. The touch. Now, there's some men that, hey, my shirt, I took an hour just to iron it. But for more men than anything, it's the touch. It's the touch. We need a generation of men that are not afraid to hug someone, tell them they love them, and more importantly, to tell their children how much they appreciate them. We need a generation of men that will stand and stand firm on what their belief is in Jesus Christ and to stand firm for their children, to embrace their children and speak good things and not harmful things. Because we've had a generation of fathers that didn't understand that. We had machismo, we didn't have much love. The machismo will take away the affection in your home. It'll take away the affection towards your children, and your children will be raised up without having the affectionate heart because they were not once touched and told by a male figure, I love you. How many times do I tell you, son Josh, how many times do I tell you I love you in a day? Can't even count. Some of y'all have seen my public affection to him. I kiss him, I love him, I hold him. Hannah's a little bit different. I say this for a reason. Watch this. Because when I go to Hannah to hug her, my hair, my shirt, but she knows that I love her. And when I look at her, all she has to do is just look at me and says, turns to attitude. But I know, and I know that she knows. Michael and Joseph, will you stand to your feet, please? I've raised these boys since they were little. They're not my biological, but they're my sons. This boy, when I first met her, didn't give me the time of day. Because he was older. He was able to distinguish something just doesn't fit. Didn't understand it. He was younger. He'd jump on my back, jump on my arm. I used to hang him upside down and hold his leg. Oh, some of y'all hear me call him Yo-Yo. This boy would just curl up with his six-pack abs when he was little. It's Yo-Yo, that's where his name came from, because up and down, up and down. But as time went on and they became more comfortable, the wall came down. And as the wall came down, his love for me was reciprocated. And we were able to be affectionate to one another and able to love each other. He began to understand some differences as he's getting older. Question some things. His love was beginning to be reciprocated. And then there was the understanding of their biological father and their stepfather
We can be in the same room, the same family gatherings, living in the same house, if necessary, because the love and respect we had for one another, including Mama. If we can get men today, thank you, gentlemen, thank you, they can be affectionate to their kids now. It is never too late. Mark, stand to your feet, sir, please. That's a big man right there. Beloved. Admired. Respected. Without you doing anything. They don't look for nothing. Just love. Families because of mistrust. If we can just have men just take their rightful position, Jesus did it. Jesus did that as he went down and made himself vulnerable, made himself known to his men. What is not written, remember this, Last Supper, dead women servants. Jesus did it in front of them as well. And you make yourself vulnerable. Doesn't matter who's looking. But we'll deal with the spirit of machismo and pride. With love. That's what Jesus did. Sir, I don't know you in the back row. I don't know you. It's your first time here. But I think you can identify with some things that have been said. I'm here to tell you, man, whatever's been. Had some hardships in the jobs. You've had some hardships in relation to some of the things that were said. But he came to you today because of your heart. Maybe you identify with Judas. Maybe you identify with Peter. Maybe you say, I just don't know who I am in the kingdom. But you're that much more precious. He'll come to you to let you know, brother, embrace Jesus because he loves you. Spoke of, my mom don't know this, but I held resentment and just animosity towards my father because he did something that was not right. Nobody knew until I sat down with my dad one day and I said, you know, I gotta tell you something, Dad. I never liked it when you did this. As my father would always tell me, he said, son, you never walked in these shoes. The things in my life to protect you, to keep you from harm's way. Some of the things I did were not right. That's what my dad told me. Before he went to go and be with the Lord, he made peace. And I can honestly say I can understand what he said. I never walked in that man's shoes. aunts and my relatives, my cousins, just like you. Just like you, Dad. For some, that may be a curse. For others, it's a blessing. It's how you see it. I want to tell you, it's what I feel from your heart. Into your finances. God, keep you, but more importantly, that you experience Jesus on a whole new level. A whole new level. I'm not saying that you don't know Him. I'm not saying that you don't know Jesus. I'm just saying a whole new level. I still want that today. I do. I want to know Him more. You embrace. Thank you, Herbert. For some of you that are single women, you can be the husband. You can. Father, the right hand of authority. Bless them. Just speak into their life good things. Don't say the things that you know is going to cause pain. Say the things that are going to cause love. Fathers can be, I've said this before without putting it out there like this. He's raised his three girls by himself. He's been mama. He's been daddy. We've had grandma raise him. But in the home, only the three of y'all know what he goes through. Only the three of y'all. But because he's there, you'll never deny the love that he has for you. Because you see him. So I tell you this so that you understand. Let's take our positions, male or female, mother or father, and let's love God with all our heart, all our might, all our strength, that's His commandment, and love our children, our wives, our spouses, likewise. Do it with all your heart, mind, and strength. In order for us to make a better world, starts with one, just you. You'll make it. You'll make it. Please stand here.